Hello, and welcome to our Science Talks program with Isagenics. My name is Kirsty Cody, your host. And welcome, and thank you so much for listening in today. Today's topic is recipes for outstanding results. I love recipes. I mean, especially when you get good ideas of what to eat, what to drink, from making shakes to meal preparations and just keeping things simple and easy, but yet having that variety, it's so critical. Variety is the spice of life. And we have the beautiful Jillian Barkum with us. She is a registered dietitian. She's a part of the marketing team. She holds the title of product education manager. And just a little bit about Jillian, she's been in like several departments at our world headquarters, from our R&D department to our sales team, now the marketing team. She's contributed to our beautiful blog, isagenicshealth.net. She's really about making sure that you guys have the information that you need when it comes to product. So with that, Jillian, welcome, and great to have you back with us.
Yeah, thanks so much. I am totally with you. I love recipes, a little variety, so this is going to be a good one.
Yeah, no kidding. All right. And of course, I know we're going to cover recipes not only for meal preparations, because when people are following their 30-day plan, they need to focus on 400 to 600 calorie meals. But then we kind of want to give a little variety on the shakes, chocolate, vanilla, the plant-based as well. So where do you want to begin? Shall we start with maybe shakes?
Yes, we definitely can. And before I jump into everything, just real quick, a little disclaimer is a lot of these recipes are actually from our new recipe guide that is available on isaproduct.com under resources, or you can purchase a hard copy on isasalestools.com. So just a little disclaimer, you're probably going to want to go get that recipe guide after you go through all these delicious recipes, but we can definitely start with shakes.
Nice. All right. So, and here too, this is one thing to make note. When can someone get really super creative with blending shakes? Because is there any guidelines to this based on when someone is first starting out, especially if they have a lot of weight that they want to release versus someone who's in maintenance, or even like someone who's a serious athlete?
Yeah, no, that's a great point. So definitely, obviously, it's really important to know that when you're adding things to a shake, I'm going to share a couple calorie-free things you can add, but just know that there are some things that you add in, it's going to add calories. So like you said, if someone's just starting out, they have serious weight loss goals, they are like really going to do this to a T. Just having the shakes just as is perfect, because really it has that perfect balance of the protein, carbs, and fats. So that's really the best place to start. Now, we know some people want to mix it up a little bit. They want some variety. I myself have been having the shakes for over 10 years, so sometimes I like something a little different. So definitely the recipes have a place. But if you are starting out just right away, having the shakes just as is best to avoid adding too many calories to it. But you also made a good point, too. Someone that is at athletic, or they might have a higher calorie need for whatever reason, and those people might actually need to add a little bit of something to their shake just so that they stay full. We don't want anyone to have a shake and, 30 minutes later feel like they're super hungry. So by adding a little bit of calories, something that's calorie dense, like some nut butters, can actually increase the amount of calories they get from that shake without overdoing it too.
I love it. Okay, well, let's start with the calorie-free ingredients first.
Yeah. I love these because, again, they add just a little variety to your shake, but they are calorie-free. So the first one is adding some of our Isagenics black coffee. So you can actually brew the coffee, and then I usually put it in the fridge to let it get nice and cold. And then I will use that in place of my water and my shake. Usually I do it with the chocolate, and it's kind of like a mocha, like a frappuccino. Obviously a much healthier version of a frappuccino. So black coffee can be added in there. No calories added with that. And then you can also have fun with extracts. So like vanilla extract or coconut extract. Usually you only need a very small amount of those, like 1/4 of a teaspoon. So you don't need a lot, and it's going to add that little flavor component to it. And then another one of my favorite ones is our lemon essential oil. So we have just released 10 essential oils. It's called our essence line, and some of them are ingestible. So you'll definitely want to double check which ones you can put in your shake, but you just do one drop. And my favorite one is the lemon essential oil in a vanilla shake. and add in a few frozen blueberries in there too. It is divine. It's so delicious. We actually had it as one of our featured recipes in our Isis Shake Bar at Celebration, and people were going crazy over it. It is so good. And then the last thing you can add in that's going to be calorie-free is some kind of different like spices. So you can do a dash of cinnamon. You can do some unsweetened cocoa powder. So those little things, again, add a little bit of variety without any calories.
Yes, I love essential oils, especially all natural, organic, and of course our essence. I know that some are edible, some are not, but the lemon inside of the vanilla is so yummy. So, okay, so let's go into the maybe the 50 calories or less ingredients, adding that to the shake.
Yeah. So really when it comes to how many calories you're going to put into it, it's all about the amount of the whatever you're adding into the shake. So these 50 or calorie less additions are in the recipe guide that you can purchase or check out on isaproduct.com, the digital version of it as well. So the first one is a little recipe. If you do a half a cup of any nut milk, so like an almond milk or a coconut milk, and then 1 teaspoon of a nut butter, like an almond butter or a peanut butter, and just adding that in there, again, it's only going to be 50 calories. You can also do 1 tablespoon of peanut butter powder, which I love. It's so delicious. It's very easy to carry around with you, too, if you're traveling. And then you can do 1/4 of a banana. And then the other recipe that I love, again, 50 calories or less, is 1/4 cup of berries. Sometimes I do frozen berries, so it just depends what you have on hand. And then 1 scoop of hydrate. I love to do the lemon hydrate, but mix it up. Try a couple different ones. So those are a couple of ways you can do 50 calories or less. And then also in the recipe guide, we have some phenomenal recipes, apple pie, peanut butter cup, and our tropical shake. I mean, I don't know if it gets any better than that.
Oh, I know. The apple pie. Hello. Okay, so what's that?
It's perfect for fall.
Yeah, no kidding. No kidding. Okay, so my favorite shake recipe of, and I this is going to sound crazy, of all time. That I crave this shake, and it's super simple, and that would be the vanilla isolene. So those amazing 20 plus grams of protein, and not the isolene pro. I just the regular isolene shake, and a big dollop of any kind of nut butter. It could be sunflower seed butter, it could be almond butter, it could be peanut butter, it could be cashew butter. It doesn't really even matter. Anything that's nutty, I am such a fan of. Mm. And that's it. Just like a dollop of butter in there, and that's all I need. Ice and water combine, and it just adds a bit of richness to it without, like you said, a tremendous number of calories. So it's my favorite recipe, yeah. Jillian. Yeah.
Right now, I've been totally into the dairy-free chocolate along with like a tablespoon of the cacao nibs, which are like the cocoa bean. They're little cut-up pieces, and they have great antioxidants as well. It has a little crunch, so that's what I'm loving. So that's been my go-to shake for the last couple of weeks.
Awesome. I love it. Okay, so sometimes there's people that are looking for some variety when it comes to healthy meals, and it can kind of seem a little overwhelming, especially for our single guys. Don't mean to single you out, guys, but I mean, if it comes to eating healthy and having a variety of the things that they should be eat, what should they know about putting together a healthy meal?
Yeah, so really I always share that it can be done in 4 steps. So if you follow these 4 steps, then you'll have a balanced meal. So the first thing is you want to pick a variety of vegetables. So there's obviously a lot of ways you can make them. You can roast them, you can steam them, you can have a tossed salad. My favorite way is to roast vegetables. So I will do a bunch of Brussels sprouts or broccoli and roast them with a little olive oil, salt and pepper is all you need, and put them in the oven. I also have been really in love with the everything but bagel seasoning on any type of roasted vegetables. So that has been definitely a go-to for me. And the portion that you want to shoot for this vegetable as part of your meal is about 2/5. So if you put your 2 hands together as fists, you'll see how many vegetables you're trying to get into that meal. The number 2 is adding lean protein. So if you are a vegetarian, you can do things like beans or legumes like lentils. Of course, organic poultry, or if you can do grass-fed beef. I am a huge fan of eggs. They're just so easy. So they're definitely my go-to, especially as a mom. And then, of course, seafood. Things like fish or shrimp are a great source of protein. And the amount you want for that is about the palm of your hand. So just take one hand out, look at the palm. That's about as much as you want. It's about 3 ounces. Then number three, you want to add some whole grains. There's lots of different kinds. Brown rice, quinoa, whole wheat pasta, or my absolute favorite is sweet potatoes. Usually I will cut up those sweet potatoes and put them with the roasted vegetables and just bake it all as one, from one pan, one sheet baking. But the portion that you're trying to go for the grains is about a size, one fist. So just one fist of those whole grains. And then the last and final step, step four, is to include a healthy fat. So you can do something like olive oil, whether it's a dressing on your salad. Or for me, again, I put that olive oil when I roast the vegetables and potatoes together. You can do seeds, nuts, or another one of my favorites. Actually, my daughter is obsessed with avocado. So we always have avocados in our house as a healthy fat. And the portion size you're trying to get for that healthy fat is about the size of your thumb. So if you put that oil or that avocado, the size of your thumb is kind of what you're trying to achieve. So if you put those four things together, you're going to get a balance of protein, carbs, and healthy fats. It's going to keep you full. It's going to nourish you. So that's what you're going for that 400 to 600 calorie meal that you're going to have on your shake days.
Okay, that's really good. It kind of gives the visual of how large you should be getting your portions of a complete meal, from veggies to proteins to grains. Now, again, with the little disclaimer of, you know, I keep on thinking of like Muscle Bob, where he is, you know, 230 pounds of lean mass, mm-hmm. right? Just like big built. They would be eating something like this every 2 to 3 hours, correct? Just to be able to hit their yeah. calorie. Yeah. Okay.
Yeah, they're probably eating, they might be eating a little bit bigger portions, and mm-hmm. like you said, probably more often.
Yeah, more often. Okay. And then what are some of your favorite recipes? Share with us what you have whipping up in your kitchen on occasion.
Okay, so like I mentioned, avocados are always in our house. So we always have all the ingredients to make avocado toast. And for my daughter, usually I will sprinkle it with some hemp and chia seeds, and she doesn't even know that they're in there. And for me, I like to top them with tomato and eggs. You can do any seasonings on there, and it is delicious. So avocado toast with multiple toppings is one of my favorites. So easy. And then, like I mentioned, I love one-pan baking meals. So if I'm not doing the vegetables with the sweet potatoes, maybe some chicken on there, we also have a really great recipe in the recipe guide with fajitas. So for any busy family or someone that's meal prepping, again, one-pan meal to make delicious fajitas. And who wants to clean up a bunch of dishes anyway? So that one-pan baking meal is amazing. And then another one that I love all the time, I always have a bag in my freezer of cauliflower rice, because I can just put that in a pan, maybe add a bag of peas and carrots to it, and some protein, whether it's shrimp or chicken. You can put a little bit of soy sauce on it or tamari sauce just to have a little bit of flavoring. And it is so filling and really delicious. And you're really packing in a ton of vegetables there with that cauliflower rice. So those are three of my go-to meals for my family.
I love that. So I have two young strapping boys in this household, and one of the most requested meals that I get from my two boys is chicken, rice, and asparagus. And our chicken, we actually do boneless, skinless, organic chicken thighs. And we'll pop mm-hmm. them into a big, gigantic Ziploc bag, and I whip up some sort of marinade. And it varies from one night to the next. We could do like a gluten-free bottle of beer with organic barbecue sauce, maybe a little bit of lemon pepper, a few dashes of soy sauce or tamari, and then just kind of squeeze it all around and let it marinate for 30 to 45 minutes, and then we'll grill that. And while that's grilling, and we like it kind of like crunchy and yummy and delicious, while that's grilling, then I'll prepare mm-hmm. my asparagus. And we just put that on a baking sheet that I line with foil or put on a nonstick sheet, and I drizzle the asparagus with olive oil and season it with a little bit of garlic powder, not garlic salt, but garlic powder. And so it's garlic powder, olive oil, and then I top it with some shaved Parmesan. And maybe about 10 minutes before the chicken is going to be done, I'll pop that into the broiler and just cook it for about 5 to 10 minutes, not too close. And then that is accompanied with either a long grain brown rice or even a quinoa where it is seasoned with some more garlic powder, maybe a little bit of organic chicken broth, and a few other seasonings like thyme, or you can even put rosemary in there. And then, of course, you have to have that spinach salad. And I love to get creative when it comes to salads too, Jillian. I don't know about you, but I'm constantly looking for things to make it chunky and interesting and yummy, whether it's dicing up some low-fat mozzarella or putting in some seasoned pepitas, which are pumpkin seeds that have been toasted and seasoned, or the cherry tomatoes, of course, you know, cucumbers, those, all of your traditional style veggies. But that right there, from salad to asparagus to our grain and then our chicken, is our all-time favorite meal in our family. Love it.
First of all, I'm so impressed that your boys request that meal. That is amazing, and you're a great mother. That's like a dietitian's dream. So kudos to you, but that sounds so good. And I'm with you with the salads. I love to get creative too. I usually take a trip to the farmer's market, and I'll just get a bunch of vegetables and find various ways to make them. So my salads are usually a variety of random vegetables that I got at the farmer's market the weekend before.
Yeah, no kidding. I'm all about fresh. And going back to the berries that you were talking about putting into your shake, now is the time to be berry picking. And they're the sweetest, they're the ripest. So capture that flavor of the raspberry or the blueberry when it is in full season and tastes amazing and isn't bitter, and freeze that in like small portions so that you can just pop that out of maybe like a Ziploc bag, put it straight into your water or your nut milk, and then blend your shake that way. And just skip the ice, right?
Yeah, love it. Yeah, because it kind of takes that place of frozen ice. You don't even need that.
Yep. Okay, so now I want to move into comfort foods. Now, this is something that people struggle with, that pull people off track, which whether it's bread or sweet treats or like high carb type foods. So give us some ideas and alternatives to replace some of those high calorie comfort foods.
Yeah, definitely my number one like guilty pleasure is pizza. I think a lot of people would agree with me. If I could eat a full meal and someone puts a piece of pizza in front of me, and I'm like, yes, I cannot say no to that. So I always, usually pizza is it's so easy to make too. So it's a staple in our house, but there's a couple of ways that I have found to make it a little bit healthier. One of them is to use cauliflower crust. Now, if you create your own cauliflower crust, I'm going to be honest with you, I have had some total fails. So when you actually create it yourself, you have to, you know, pulverize it down into like a rice. You have to get all the liquid out of it. And again, I've had some times where it comes out like just a very sloppy mess and was not a good pizza. But if you can do your, I encourage you to try it a few different ways. Follow some recipes, find what you love and what works for you. But they also have some pretty good frozen varieties that don't have a bunch of ingredients. So I found some at some local health food stores here. So I usually go with one of those options because it's so convenient. I also love too for pizza, just using some fiber crackers. I have a favorite fiber cracker that I just always have in my cart on Amazon. And these little crackers, you can just have a little bit of pasta sauce and a little bit of mozzarella cheese on it. Put it in the microwave for like 30 seconds. And a lot of times I have them as a quick snack too. So good, so easy to make. So using some little fiber crackers in place of the bread. And then another way that I've tried, and I actually just saw recently on an Instagram post, and so inspired me to do it again, is using zucchini rounds. So I like to get a bigger zucchini, and then you cut it into slices, and then you just top it again with the sauce and a little bit of cheese. And you can get creative. You can put some other toppings on there too, and then you just bake those. So really, really good options to have that pizza craving satisfied without having all the bread and all the fat from all the toppings. So if you can go more towards vegetable toppings, that is really the key here, and not having some, you know, really fatty, meaty toppings. The other one that I know is a guilty pleasure for a lot of people is pasta. So the first thing I will say is if you can practice some portion control here with pasta, that's probably one of the best things. I've tried a lot of different types of vegetables a lot of different noodles. And even though some of them, I like them, they're good. I know my husband will be like, they're just not pasta. So if you want to have pasta, just really portion control. Remember, you're going for about one fist size a pasta. So when you're pouring it into a bowl or on your plate, remember that 1/5 size of that grain is what you're going for. You can also, actually, I like to mix it with vegetables a lot too. So get regular pasta, whole wheat pasta, and then mix it in with like some broccoli or zucchini or something like that, where it's going to kind of fill you up as you're eating the pasta and you're not eating too much of that carbohydrate. Of course, you should include things like protein in there. If you can top it with some chicken or maybe some ground turkey. There's zoodles, but I've even seen them pre-made now in the store. These zoodles that are zucchini, or I've seen beets zoodles too. So they're just kind of cut up vegetables that you put in, saute them, and add some sauce and whatever toppings you want. So those are another option as well. Now, another one that I know, my family loves Mexican food. And enchiladas, my mom used to always make enchiladas. So in the recipe guide, I love this recipe, so I have to give it a shout out, and that is the turkey enchilada bakes. They come in these cute little ramekins, so you do a little ramekins, they're portion controlled, and they taste so good, you guys. I might say they're even better than the typical enchiladas that I eat, so get those turkey enchilada bakes in the recipe guide. They're to die for. And then the final one I want to touch on is a sweet treat, because I have a sweet tooth. So if I'm not having my Isa Delights like I normally do, we also have a great recipe in the recipe guide for a chocolate lava mud cake. So if you're that person that has just that sweet tooth for that chocolate cake, you can actually make a chocolate lava mud cake using 2 scoops of the Icelane chocolate shake, a little baking powder. You actually use unsweetened applesauce in this, so it's a great way to add that texture without having a bunch of fat in there, a little almond milk, vanilla, and then you can top it with fresh strawberries. And the best part about this recipe is you microwave it. So easy to make. You're going to have to check this one out again on isaproduct.com under resources and recipes. You can see the digital version of the recipe guide.
Excellent. I love it. So again, if you've not seen this recipe book, this is such a great little addition to your kitchen. Just again, to keep some variety and spice of life. Let's talk about some snacks, because we know we should be eating 5 times a day, 2 shakes a day, a healthy meal, mid-morning, mid-afternoon snacks. What would be good guidelines for healthy snacks?
So really, I usually encourage, and again, it's a little different, like you said, Kirstie, depending on what people's goals are and how much they weigh. But on average, you're usually looking for a snack to be about 150 to 200 calories. And I always really want to recommend to include some sort of protein and pair it with a healthy fat or a complex carb, because that's going to keep you fuller longer. Where if you have just like an apple, right? An apple is mostly a carbohydrate. Great to get your fruits in, but it's not going to keep you full. So you might be hungry, you know, quickly after. So if you take the apple, maybe have it with some of those nut butters that you love, or like a handful of almonds, that's going to keep you fuller longer. So by pairing that carbohydrate, that complex carb, along with some healthy fats or protein, it's going to keep you fuller longer.
Excellent. Okay. And then next is some snacks that people can actually make at home in preparing, because this is one of the things that really catch people off guard, is they aren't prepared. They don't go to the store to shop for the right things, so that when they do feel the craving or the hankering for something sweet or something salty, they fall off course. So what are some other great ideas for snacks?
Yeah, so I am a huge fan. I always have snacks with me. I always have something packed in my bag. And one of my favorite ones to always have, because it's so easy, is a trail mix. And I always mix it up, so I'm always grabbing something different. I love dried edamame. I'll use raw nuts. And I actually like to pair them a lot of times with our berry snacks. So I love our ice snacks, the dairy-free ones. That flavor is just, it tastes like sweet tarts to me, so they're definitely one of my favorites. I always have them on hand. And also in the recipe guide, we also have a recipe for the Isa Harvest snack mix. So very similar idea of a snack mix that includes the Harvest-Sins. So the dairy-free Harvest-Sins, which you're going to get 11 grams of protein and 100 calories with those Harvest-Sins alone. So great snack option just as is. And if you want to mix it up, you can make a really delicious snack mix with it using things like pepitas, dried peas, dried cranberries. So those would be just a great way to mix it up a little bit too. And of course, you know, we have great snacks for fiber snacks or slim cakes. If you're like, I don't even have time to go out and get snacks, you know, go grocery shopping for snacks, no problem. We have you covered there too. But one of my favorites to have, I usually have this when I'm like driving to a dinner or like a party or something where I know there's going to be a ton of food. There may be a big display of appetizers and I don't want to overdo it. I love how they'll have a little bit of almond milk and chocolate isopro. I just put it in a shaker cup and I drink it on my way to whatever party, or especially with the holidays coming up. It's a perfect thing to have right before you go, just so you have a little something in your stomach and you don't get there feeling so famished that you just binge on everything that's there. So having the chocolate isopro along with the almond milk is a great little snack to have. And I know Kathy Coover loves to have her isopro as a snack too. And then also something I always have in my fridge is hard-boiled eggs. So easy to make, so easy to always have there, and they're so filling. So they're a go-to for me for a healthy snack.
Oh, I love hard-boiled eggs. Yummy. Very good suggestions and ideas. I will tell you this, and I don't know if anybody's going to be able to relate, but if you put a bowl of like snack mix, like nut mix in front of me or on the counter in the kitchen, every time I walk by, I grab some. And that is definitely a snack that is higher in calorie, higher in fat, and I end up overeating. So I actually, if I do make my own nut mix, I have to hide it from myself and put it in like portion control bags. Seriously, because I am a nut fanatic. I already shared
that.
What's that?
No, I like the portion control.
Yeah.
I like the portion control bag. That's a good idea. Those little snack bags.
Oh, yeah. I have to. Because it's so easy, especially when you're really busy, to overeat. And you grab like another handful or another handful or another handful. I'm like pro with that. So I really have to watch myself on that one. I think, honestly, my favorite snack is sliced apples with either nut butter, or if it's like late afternoon, I'll do, or early afternoon, it doesn't really matter. A little bit of cheese. I love cheese and apples too, but I always take the cheese slicer and slice it super duper thin. And if you don't trust yourself on slicing it thin, then get the thin sliced cheese, whether it's cheddar or it's Havarti. Yeah. Havarti is my favorite. You can get, like, I think Sargento cheese makes really super thin cut cheese. So you can just like take a square out, cut it, and then just lay that on an apple slice. But that is, it's crisp, it's cold, it's delish. So that's one of my favorite snacks.
Ooh, I love that. That's a good idea. I haven't had that in a long time, but I'm going to whip that out because I just went to an apple orchard recently, this weekend, actually. So I have some fresh apples, and I'm going to put a couple slices of very thin sliced cheese on it.
Yeah, yeah. Well, and of course, like I said, like thin is obviously going to watch your calorie intake and so that yeah. you're not overindulging. But all right, let's go to beverages because this is a killer. I mean, especially for wine. Wine, one glass of wine, you're looking at 120 to 140 calories. And a lot of people, it's a go-to as they're preparing their meals at night. So when it comes to a healthy beverage option that's going to be, you know, few calories or zero calories, what are some good ideas for some people?
Yeah. Okay. Well, first of all, I have to touch on the wine thing because I can totally relate to that. I think the biggest thing is to have, you know, limit yourself, obviously portion control. But anytime you do have a night where you're going to have some beverages and alcoholic beverages, is to always have one drink and then in between either drink a glass of water or sparkling water. So don't just let yourself have two cocktails in a row. Always break it up with one drink, and I swear that helps so much. And you're going to feel a lot better in the morning when you're keeping yourself hydrated too. So speaking of sparkling water, that's one of my go-to drinks. I always have it in my house, and I'll just drink it just by itself. But I also love to pour an e-shot in there. It's for some reason on the weekends, like in the afternoon, like around 3 o'clock, usually I'm a sparkling water with the raspberry e-shot is my favorite. Mix it in, and it's so delicious. And also, I know that Travis Ogden, our CEO, his wife mentioned putting our Content essential oil blend, which helps with hanger management, and she put a drop of that into sparkling water and have it on cleanse days. So I haven't tried it yet, but I'm excited to try that, to have that essential oil into the sparkling water. Now, another drink you can have that has flavor, but it's not the calories, is infusing water. So there's even really cute water bottles out there now that have these little contraptions where you can put things like mint or ginger, or I love to put an English cucumber because they're so flavorful. You can put lemon, whatever you want in there, strawberries, berries, and it actually will infuse the water. And so you have a great flavor, again, with zero calories added in there, a little antioxidants, maybe a little sugar if you're putting some fruit in there. But it's going to be so refreshing, and it's a great way to have something without having a ton of calories. Of course, you can use our Replenish, and you can mix it into shakes. You can have it in water. The Replenish is a healthier sports drink. So it's still going to have great electrolytes in there without having, again, a ton of sugar. Also a great replacement for kiddos that like juices. So it'll have that sweet flavor, but still be, you know, moderate in the amount of sugar that's in there. And then I have been so into iced tea lately, and I have been loving this mango, green mango tea. So it's green tea with like a hint of mango. So good. I will brew it and then just put it in the fridge and drink it throughout the day, usually on the weekends when I'm at home. So having some herbal tea, again, great, zero calories, and it's very refreshing, especially it's still 100 degrees here in Arizona. So we're still needing that cool drink because it's still pretty hot outside.
Yes, I love that too. One of the things, I found this green tea that's flavored. I buy it at Whole Foods. Green tea flavored. I think it's like a pomegranate flavor. I'll pour that over ice. And just that added little bit of flavor, it just, I don't know, it encourages me personally to drink more, like all of the little things that you were talking about, infusing your water, whether it's mint or ginger. I love all of that. Cucumber and lemon combo is amazing. I love that. And of course, going back to the green tea or the herbal tea, like what you were talking about with the green tea slash mango, there's hardly any caffeine in that. So even if you're drinking it towards evening hours, you're not necessarily worried about being kept up all night, right?
Ah, totally. Yeah, it's not going to have a bunch of caffeine in there, and you're getting the flavor. Another one of the infused waters, you just made me think of this, that I love. So I think I heard it on another podcast, and so I tried it out. She does the lemon and the cucumber and a little bit of mint, and then she actually does a sprinkle of pink Himalayan sea salt. So it sounds kind of strange. Of course, the sodium is an electrolyte, but it just adds this little bit of flavor to it. You don't do a lot, just a little bit. And I have been loving that too. So there's so many different things you can try. And that has been just what kind of a unique one that I tried recently that I really liked.
Okay, nice. All right. So, and just kind of to wrap it up, as far as more resources for people when it comes to meals and recipes, whether it's shake, healthy drinks, and meals in and of itself, where can people go? I know you mentioned the simple recipes, your best results, but any other areas?
Yeah. So that the recipe guide, like I mentioned, is on isaproduct.com. The digital version of it is under resources, and you can also purchase it on isasalestools.com. It's an amazing gift to share with someone too. And then on isaproduct.com, the same area that you're going to find the recipe guide, we just updated the 400 to 600 calorie meal flyer. So it has those four steps that I mentioned earlier that guides you on how to build that healthy meal.
Okay, excellent. And if someone wants to submit a fun recipe, where would they send it to?
You can send it to our Isogenics customer care team. They can always pass it on. That's why I've sent it. Do you know another place that they send it to?
I don't think so.
Okay, so if you ask our customer care team, we always love to feature them on social media. Even if you post it on social media and tag Isogenics or use the hashtag Isogenics recipes, we'll definitely check it out too, and maybe you might get reposted.
Yay, that's a great idea, social media. Of course. Well, Jillian, we so appreciate you. Thank you so much for being with us today, sharing all of these great ideas. And I can't wait for you to come on again and share more of your brainy ideas and information and knowledge with us.
Yeah, of course. It's great to be here. And I hope everyone enjoys having some delicious recipes.
Yes, absolutely. And for everybody listening in, thank you for being with us and taking time out. Make sure that your team members, especially your new product users, product consumers, know where to find these amazing podcasts. There's so much support in all of these, especially this one. This one's a lot of fun and gives a lots of ideas. So isogenicspodcast.com, go check it out. Subscribe for free. Take these things on the go with you and have some fun. And until next time, best of health. Take care. Bye-bye. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. These products are not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Earning levels for Isagenix's independent associates that appear in this publication are examples and should not be construed as typical or average. Income level achievements are dependent upon the individual associate's business skills, personal ambition, time, commitment, activity, and demographic factors. For average earnings, see the Isagenix independent associate earnings statement found at www.isagenixearnings.com. The weight loss testimonials presented only apply to the individuals depicted, cannot be guaranteed, and should not be considered typical. A 2008 university study showed statistically significant weight loss of 7 pounds during the first 9 days of the cleansing and fat-burning system. As with any health or fitness program, a sensible eating plan and regular exercise are required in order to achieve long-term weight loss. If you are pregnant, nursing, diabetic, on medication, have a medical condition, or on a weight control program, consult your physician before using Isagenix products or making any other dietary changes. Discontinue if an adverse event occurs.